The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Watch, I chose this specifically for you, however you want to watch it.
Okay.
Smoke, right? Now, this is based on a podcast, and don't Google the podcast because it will give the whole thing away. So what we have is Taron Egerton playing an arson investigator. So he used to be a firefighter. Something bad happened, and then he decided he was going to become an arson investigator. And at source, there are two arsonists doing the rounds, and he's on their case trying to figure out who they are, if one of them might actually be a firefighter themselves. One of the arsonists is revealed to us. That's not a spoiler early on. And then what happens is a female detective comes into the scene because he's not solving this case. The police department are getting worried. So this lady called Michelle, played by a brilliant actress, Jermaine Smollett, comes in and is going to help him try and track down these two arsonists. Take a little flavour of it.
I mean, wouldn't you like fresh eyes?
But you just said you don't know anything about arson.
Yeah, but I know a shit ton about crime scene analysis.
Why send you?
Excuse me?
Well, you seem smart. You got a gold shield at quite a young age. You can't network here. Can't make the kind of flashy busts you can make in narcotics or cybercrime.
You got transferred to a box.
I don't look at it like that.
Do I sense they're going to get intimate?
I can't say. There's a lot going on in this. This is 9 episodes, right? When it starts, you might start thinking this is a normal procedural kind of police fire.
Who done the arson?
But it's a lot more than that. And I'm not going to say anything, but there is a twist. Very early.
You know what the usual twist
is? Woof. The usual twist
that the policeman is guilty. That's a usual twist that you see in all of these things.
Pat's, it's next week he's back, is it? Yeah, okay, great. No, listen, we're battling on. Well, we've got to 11, 12. Okay, we're battling on. There is a brilliant twist in this that will keep you viewing. Taron Egerton, I'm not sure if you know him. He played Elton John in Rocket Man a while ago.
Yeah,
he is brilliant in this because he's also writing a book. He decides all his life of firefighting and all that kind of stuff and arson investigation, he's going to write a book about his time. That's really interesting. He's also a stepfather to a son of a woman he's kind of newly with. The lady in question, Michelle, who's his partner, has some dark stuff in her own past. She was in an affair. I know you love an affair. It's with the head of her department. And now she's somewhat out of favour, so to speak. And what's also great about this is it really gives you a sense of the potency of fire. Take a listen to this.
Who would you be in a fire?
Me carrying a gun?
Won't help.
Machine gun? Won't help you either.
Work out. Good for you. Eat well. Awesome. Rich. Wonderful. For your rightful heirs. Fire doesn't give a if you're gorgeous, how many followers you have, what clothes you're wearing. Because those clothes are going to burn straight through the flesh. Into the marrow.
Sounds a bit evil.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in this. I do think you'd like it. I think this would make for you and the long-suffering Deirdre on a Saturday night,
but
you know?
Can I tell you this? Because you said it was 8 or 9 episodes.
Yeah.
That you have to invest a bit of time. So that'd take 2 or 3 nights, even binging, right?
Yeah.
And what I find is, unless it has the byline based on a true story.
Well, this
I find
is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. And it's based on a podcast that's a true story. So, yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, podcasts, like.
Are you going to ask me your faithful question? Is it a documentary?
No.
That's not a bad impression.
No, I mean,
actually,
I'm involved in podcasts and it vaguely resembles fantasy.
Paths to glory.
Exactly.
It's about ice skating or something,
power,
isn't
power.
It?
But anyway, tell me, so that you're really recommending Smoke on Apple TV,
yes.
And it sounds fantastic.
Good.
So, and thrilling because it's based on, is it based in New York?
That's a good question. I'm actually not sure what city
it's
in.
Okay, don't bother researching
this
stuff.
Yeah, I know. Well, so I knew it was
habits,
you. I
old
figured,
habits
you know,
never change. Yeah.
You wanted to ask me who was
probably
on screen
in London,
time this
is
week,
it, or Paris?
No,
or
it's definitely American. It's somewhere in North America, not in Canada.
Ah, sure. Serve it up any old way. So what's on screen time?
The great Patrick Bergen
is
on
alive?
This week.
Yeah.
He's very much still alive. He's in Great Nick. He's at the Galway Film Flat, and he's talking all about that. Can I tell you, I met Michael O'Leary on the way out, and we were chatting briefly, and he said, I listen to your BS show when I'm driving in the car on Saturday night. So that was a nice Michael O'Leary compliment, wasn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
He called it BS, but he said he listened to it.
Okay, and so this week you've Bergen, and are you previewing anything else?
Yeah, we're also reviewing The Return of Superman. There's a new Superman movie out. Which
okay.
You would
and
have
is
to
this,
question
this time of year, high summer, is it rich pickings or slim pickings?
Yeah, there's a lot of blockbusters, which, as you know, can be hit and miss. Obviously, I'm much more comfortable with my art house in mid-February and stuff like that, you know. But no, we had Jurassic World Dominion, whatever it's called, Jurassic World Rebirth last week. We've Superman
and
this week.
And in fairness, you do have a proper job. You produce Bobby Kerr on a Saturday morning.
Absolutely, which is, you know, a long-running show. And he's a broad caster you can really respect and get behind, I find. You know what I mean?
All right. Enough.
Guff.
So what? I know you can get it on podcast at any time.
Yeah, but podcast
Saturday evening at 6:30.
Radio is the future. No, this podcast thing is passing by.
Right.
Saturday at
you.
6 p.m.
6
Tune
PM.
In live at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Podcast. You know, okay. I'm not so sure. You know,
right.
Anyone can have a podcast.
The legend that is John Fardy. Thank you so
Thank
much,
you.
And really recommending.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.